The DA in North West opened criminal cases against Ditsa Botla councillors Mulefe Murutsi from the ANC, Manana Buhatso from the EFF, and the municipal manager pretender, Mr. Olwatse Bojosinyane, under the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act for fraud, intimidation, coercion, and extortion. Mr. Bojosinyane managed to gain control of the municipal bank account, despite four High Court judgments against his bid to be reinstated as the municipal manager. All transactions facilitated by Mr. Bojosinyane is tantamount to fraud, if not theft. The illegal parallel council structure established by Mr. Bojosinyane in March now employ mafia tactics like intimidation, coercion, and extortion by withholding the salaries of councillors and municipal workers who refuse to legitimize unlawful behavior, threatening removal from office and termination of employment. The police must investigate these charges swiftly to ensure arrest and successful prosecution. The DA has written to National Minister of COGTA, Velen Kosini Tlabisa, bringing these latest criminal developments to his attention and urging him for a decision to place Ditsa Botla Local Municipality under Section 1397, National Government Administration, as we requested in January 2025. Ditsa Botla residents continue to suffer unimaginable hardship as electricity blackouts and water shutdowns continue unabated, while ANC factions fight over who is mayor and who is not. This must be put to an end immediately. While the situation in Ditsa Botla is dire, hope remains. DA councillors in Ditsa Botla remain resolute and will continue to serve residents, working with community members and business stakeholders to respond to service delivery needs until the situation is normalized.